Chapter 39. Bobby processed everything at once. Three open doorways, three bedrooms. He ran by the first, then the second, and came sprinting into the third just in time to see Marianne staggering back.
"James! James! James!"
the woman was sobbing.
"Oh, God, James!"
Bobby looked down, registered a bloody body, and in the next minute sensed more than heard the movement behind him.
"Look out!"
Catherine's cry farther down the hall. He tried to turn, tried to get the gun up. Umbrio caught him in the shoulder. Bobby felt a stunning blow. The force whirled him around, knocked him off balance. He fought desperately to retain his footing. He had an image out of the corner of his eye, something silver and red. Knife, he managed to think. Knife coming for him. Then he heard a gunshot. A split second later, plaster exploded beside his head. Bobby fell down. Umbrio, however, stopped and turned.
"Why, Catherine,"
the large man said.
"What a pleasant surprise to see you here."
Umbrio grinned. There were flecks of red all over his face. Blood. Maybe from James, maybe from Bobby. It gave the murderer a feral look. Catherine brought up the 9mm again. She was using two hands, trying to take a stand. Her arms shook so badly, however, she couldn't aim. She pulled the trigger wildly, and the bullet nailed the wall an inch from Umbrio's shoulder. Umbrio smiled again. He took a step forward.
"Oh, Catherine. Catherine, Catherine."
Blood poured down from Bobby's shoulder, mixing with the sweat on his palm. His right arm didn't want to move, his fingers didn't want to contract. He shifted the gun to his left hand and squeezed the trigger. The gun exploded, the shot sailing wildly by Umbrio's knee. The surprise attack from the rear drew the big man up short. He took in Catherine, still trembling in front of him, and Bobby, badly wounded, behind him. Bobby was already taking aim again. The floor was an awkward position, but he could make it work. He hadn't spent years practicing weak hand drills for nothing. Umbrio seemed to realize that Bobby was down but not out. At the same time, Bobby centered his second shot on the big man's chest. His finger tightened on the trigger just as Umbrio sprang through the doorway, vaulting down the wide arched hall. Catherine belatedly fired a dozen times behind him, hitting two pictures, an antique sofa table, and about 9 inches of plaster. Umbrio disappeared into another room.
"Shit!"
she cried. She arrived in the bedroom, still shaking uncontrollably and now reeking of gunpowder. Her eyes were dark saucers in her pale face, her hair a disheveled mess. But she was still standing, still bearing her pistol, and Bobby thought she looked gorgeous as hell. Now she saw the blood pouring down Bobby's shoulder.
"Oh, no! Who is that man?"
Marianne cried.
"And where is Nathan?"
Catherine got Bobby into a sitting position. Good news, Umbrio had missed a major vein. Bad news, he'd injured the joint, and now Bobby's right arm dangled uselessly at his side.
"I don't understand," Marianne was babbling. "The receptionist called. Nathan was coming up, and I was so excited. I wanted to get the door, to be the first to greet Nathan, but James said no, let Mr. Harris get it. Then the door opened, and I heard an awful noise, like a crunch. James yelled at me to run, so I ran. Then James pushed me into this bedroom, told me to get into the closet and not come out, no matter what happened, so I hid. And then came the sound of footsteps. I thought it would be Mr. Harris or maybe James. Instead, the closet door opened, and that hideous man was staring at me. He was smiling. He was holding a knife and smiling. What kind of a man does such a thing?"
Bobby and Catherine didn't answer. Catherine had pulled a pillowcase from the bed and was now tying it awkwardly around Bobby's shoulder.